This is a picket in support of Starbucks workers in New York who've been trying to organise a union, only to be faced by intimidation, threats, bribery by Starbucks management.
Well, first of all, what's it like working here? Is it a good place to work?
Yes, it is a good place to work. You get paid more here than, sorry about that, most other coffee shops.
Zapatistas have been under considerable pressure from the Mexican state for a long time. They control half of the whole state of Chiapas and have about 500,000 supporters in an area which has traditionally been exploited by large landowners, and large corporations. And so people have begun to take control of the land there on behalf of themselves, and that includes growing coffee.
Points, they have their right to an opinion, but really it doesn't really concern us. I don't think it's got anything to do with us, to be honest, because we're just, you know, pawns in the grand corporation.
Supporters of the Zapatistas and the International Workers of the World joined forces in Edinburgh to picket Starbucks on the Royal Mile for the second time on Saturday the 8th of January. Ignoring the cold, they handed out steaming cups of free fair trade coffee from Chiapas to passing punters and tried to persuade them not to go into the cafe. Eddie, Edinburgh IWW secretary, explained why.
Yes, this is a picket in support of Starbucks workers in New York who've been trying to organise a union, only to be faced by intimidation, threats, bribery by Starbucks management. We just heard last week that, in fact, the American Labour Relations Board has come down in favour of the Starbucks workers and found Starbucks guilty on 7 counts of union busting and infringement of employment laws. So we're here today to support them, give them some solidarity, and let the public know what Starbucks really is. The situation in the States as well, we have a member there who goes to court on the 14th of January, next week, charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest for being on a picket outside Starbucks, outside the actual Starbucks where he works in New York. He was fingered by the management, arrested by the police and charged. He's now facing 8 months imprisonment. So we're also here today to publicise that and get him some support.
Could you tell us a bit about the union organising that's going on over there?
Well, the baristas is what the IWW workers call themselves in Starbucks, baristas. And they were the first in the States to try and unionise Starbucks, which is notoriously anti-union. So it's been a long, hard struggle for about 2 years now. Now it's starting to come to fruition. It means if they can unionise in New York, the Starbucks in New York, the law obviously applies to every Starbucks across the United States, and they'll be able to legally, well, they can't legally unionise, it was just a management problem. But now that management has had its arse severely kicked, they might be more amenable to allowing unionisation of Starbucks premises. And hopefully it'll spread to Scotland as well, we might try and unionise over here.
Are you finding that the people working in the Starbucks here in Edinburgh are particularly receptive to what you're doing?
Well, it's hard to tell because they're not allowed to speak to us. The management won't let them say anything. Their lips are effectively sealed. So we haven't had a chance really to communicate with the Starbucks workers here. Although they have been given our leaflets, we have explained that their fight isn't with them, it's with management.
Next, I talked to Neil and Jorge of the Edinburgh Chiapas Solidarity Group.
Could you explain the link between Starbucks selling its coffee here in the high street as a big chain and the link with a small group or relatively small group of rebels somewhere in southern Mexico? Can you explain why there is a direct link?
Okay, well, first of all, it should be explained that the Zapatistas have been under considerable pressure from the Mexican state for a long time. They control half of the whole state of Chiapas and have about 500,000 supporters in an area which has traditionally been exploited by large landowners and large corporations. And now we have a situation where schools have been built, hospitals have been built, The agrarian economy has shifted right around to a non-hierarchical basis, and so people have begun to take control of the land there on behalf of themselves, and that includes growing coffee. So part of that movement, that ground grassroots movement, has been about coffee growing. And that coffee growing is now done on like a voluntary cooperative basis in the villages, so that the proceeds from the profits are shared equally amongst the villages and amongst the people who work on the fields. And so you have a much more democratic grassroots system in place than practically anywhere else in Central or South America, which to us is properly fair trade. Now what Starbucks say is that they have fair trade coffee, but that fair trade coffee is procured by Conservation International for Starbucks. Conservation International are a major green front funded by upwards of 30 multinational corporations.
The people who are coming over to the stall and having the coffee, do they already seem to know quite a lot about the Zapatistas, or are you finding people who don't know anything and informing them?
I think that most of the people that are coming along are, yeah, they are very new for into this Zapatista thing, because many of them they don't even understand what we are talking about. So you have to explain very, very much what is the Zapatista movement, because they had no idea. Just a few folk have come around and said that they know a bit of the Zapatista movement, but yeah, majority I would say they don't know so yeah too much. So it's quite good because we are raising awareness of what's happening in Mexico.
What's your personal reasons for trying to show solidarity and help the Zapatista cause?
My interest in the Zapatista, which is what the group I'm working with at present, is because I think that they are bringing new ideas about what is democracy, how we can arrange our society in a different way. They are talking about grassroots democracy and organization. So I think they are bringing new ideas into a world that is totally perverted, that is corrupted, that is going in a wrong direction, because it's moving to into a way that is just depriving many people for what we have, that is the richness of the world.
Those ideas you were saying, those different ideas about grassroots democracy, they're quite complicated when you're first being introduced to them, that people say things like autonomy and non-hierarchical structures and stuff like this, which to an outsider probably don't make any sense. Do you have a short and simple way of explaining those things, or do you just have to experience them, do you think?
Well, I think that maybe a better speaker could explain it in a shorter way, really, but still, to me, grassroots democracy, grassroots organization are things we just have to think about what we do every day in our life, how many things we decide by ourselves, and then to think how we can do that in a group and organize ourselves. So that is what is grassroots democracy or organization.
Okay. Have you had any communication with the people working inside the cafe?
Not myself personally. I think that when they arrive here, the rest of other people from the group have talked to them, with the manager that came out just to ask what we were doing here, but no much communication. And still, we've been here before, so they know that we are not threatening them as workers. We are here for the company, not for the workers. We have nothing against any of the people inside. We have loads against what the company they work for are doing in Mexico and also in other places of the world with the workers and things like that. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, the manager of the Starbucks cafe refused an interview, saying that neither he nor the staff were allowed to speak to the press as a matter of company policy. But then he went back to his office, so I interviewed some of the workers anyway, anonymously.
So I'm inside now, it's slightly warmer, you don't have to give me your names, but I've got two Starbucks employees here. First of all, what's it like working here? Is it a good place to work?
Yes, it is a good place to work. You get paid more here than, most other coffee shops. There are worse places to work, to be honest. They have their points, they have their right to an opinion, but really, it doesn't really concern us.
You're talking about the guys outside picketing?
Yeah.
Explain a bit more about how you feel about that. If they tried to come and talk to you, or?
Actually, one of our staff went and talked to them, quite peacefully, to ask them what their main aim was, and most of them are quite helpful. I mean, they want us to know what they're doing. But one of them was quite rude. I think it's as if they've got something against us, to be honest. But, I mean, we're just here to work, to earn money, to get on with life. I mean, I personally don't think Starbucks is the greatest company in the world. I'm not a big fan of corporations, but I mean, when you're a student and you don't have much else choice, then you work where you can work, and you work where it gives you the best wages. That's it.
Do you feel like it's a criticism of people working here as well as of the company then?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's got anything to do with us, to be honest, because we're just, you know, pawns in the grand corporation. I do think that they're wasting their time a bit. I mean, they should be campaigning against places that are maybe doing a lot worse to the environment, to, you know, that exploit their workers. I think this isn't the worst place in the world to be picketing against, to be honest. Yeah.
It's like any other job. I guess it's like in any other company, it's exactly the same. You know, you get paid a bit more than in other coffee shops, but I guess like it's the same as in any other company. It's not the worst job, as you said.
This is like if you're slightly hard pushed, aren't we?
But do you understand their argument that over in the States, for example, the conditions are much worse, so they're trying to show some sort of solidarity by...
Well, the whole Starbucks system is kind of geared up for people to like not take any responsibility.
As workers?
Well, yeah, at all, because, I mean, it's not a franchise. We're not really responsible for the people in America, and they're not responsible for us. We're quite separate. And basically, I don't know, it's just we don't feel like it's got anything to do with us, to be honest.
It's just a job, it's just a way of getting some cash in. I guess the difference is over here it's more sort of students who are fine with a temporary job, whereas over there it's a job for, it's meant to be a career job working in Starbucks. And they're not allowed to have unions or any sort of organisation to make sure that they have better conditions and pay and stuff like that.
Well, to be honest, I don't know a lot about the system over in America. I know that they really kind of expect you, that if you're there for good, they expect you to give your all to the company. And you sign contracts which say, this is what you want, this is what they want. So it's all quite clear in the beginning. I mean, you know what hours you're working and you know what to expect, to be honest. So there's no real hidden, you know, fine print or anything. You know, people know what they're getting into when they start working here. And a lot of people actually really into it, really, you know, enjoy working at Starbucks. Not me personally, but I know a lot of people are.
Do you think you should be allowed to organise a union if you wanted to, like a union of coffee employees?
Well, yeah, they should have the choice. Okay, fair enough. They should have the choice, as everybody should have the choice. But, I mean, that's not the way the world works. Not everybody has the choice.
Fine. I just want to ask this a question about the fact that you guys weren't sure whether you're allowed to talk to me or not. When I talked to the manager, he said I couldn't talk to you guys. How do you feel about that?
Well, you went and asked the manager.
When I asked the manager, he said that technically you meant to contact the PA company if you wanted to get information about the company. Do you think that you guys should be able to speak to the press?
Well, yeah, I mean... well, we are allowed to speak to you. We don't get sacked or anything for speaking to you. It's just that... No, they don't, we don't. It's just that they kind of... Because they're such a big company, obviously they need ways of protecting themselves against bad press. So, I mean, that's their system of doing things. But, I mean... Unofficially, we're allowed to speak to anyone we want to speak to. I mean, without director.
We'll see. Someone's just gone to get your manager now, so probably stop the interview there. Anyway. Thank you.
Whilst the picket is a creative and effective way of informing people about the Zapatistas and about Starbucks' hostility towards unionisation, this failure to communicate with the workers in Edinburgh is ironic. To be picketing a company about its treatment of workers, but to not have the support of the workers there is problematic, to say the least. Perhaps in future, an equally creative way of communicating inside the cafe can be found. Reporting for Indie Media, this is Tom Allen.